law enforcement officials with the Broward County Sheriff's Office in Florida met with Onondaga County's School Safety Task Force last week. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the officials shared their experience with two separate shooting incidents that happened in South Florida in recent years.
Onondaga County's School Safety Task Force was formed in the wake of the Parkland, Florida school shooting. Colonel David Holmes with the Broward County Sheriff's Office says that incident, along with a shooting at the Fort Lauderdale Airport, taught them the importance of planning, training, and communicating with other law enforcement agencies and civilians.
You can't get enough of it. No one expects for tragedy to happen, but if you can mitigate as much as possible, it can save lives.
Onondaga County Sheriff Gene Conway says it's a struggle to find the time to get all the different law enforcement agencies on the same page for active shooter training.
You need to be thinking about what could happen this afternoon now. And in a world in law enforcement where so many things are put in front of us, the focus on training and the focus on preparation cannot be allowed to be forced down on the list of priorities.
Onondaga County District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick says the School Safety Task Force continues to meet regularly. One priority is to get students to alert school administrators or police if they think something is wrong or someone could be a threat. Students can submit tips anonymously on the TIP 411 app, by text message, or social media. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.